I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
The Bert Show.
While I love that you guys email us, hey, Bert Show, I can really use your advice. There are some that are easy. It's just like friend talking to friend. But every now and then, we will get an email that's just above our pay grade. We're just people on the radio. We got opinions, but nobody in here is qualified to really give you advice about, like, mental health, those kind of issues. So when that happens, we bring in our friends over at the Honest Women Podcast, which is part of the Pioneer Network. And legally, I got to tell you, that's part of my network, Pioneer. Give you professional advice on some of these issues that are, quite frankly, just way, like I said, above our pay grade. And today it has to do with mental health and dating and how long do I stay in the relationship or not. And Kristen's going to read the email, and then we'll bring Andrea Berkeley on from Honest Women. And I think some of this will resonate with a lot of you guys.
Hello, Bert Show. I have a ditch or date dilemma that I definitely need help with. I met my boyfriend last summer, and we made things official in the fall. It was amazing. We were seeing each other 3 or 4 days per night a week. My friends love him. He seems to like me. Things were going splendidly. We had a great blend of quiet nights at home and fun days out. Then shortly after the new year, things started to feel off. At first, we just didn't really see each other due to scheduling conflicts. And then he started actively turning me down when I'd invite him out to do things. Stopped going out with his friends and seems to go to bed as soon as he gets home from work. I watched his sparkle start to dim and his enthusiasm for everything just seemed to disappear. He works in an extremely toxic industry that, while lucrative, which makes him unwilling to leave, is extremely demanding on his time and makes it difficult to take time off. In the time we've been dating, he's been promised and passed over for 4 different promotions. He also deals with a chronic disease that requires constant monitoring and care. Needless to say, the man's got a lot going on. I have a strong suspicion he's dealing with some actual depression, but he seems unwilling to pursue therapy or anything along those lines. I've had several conversations with him regarding the fact that I'm frustrated with who he has become and the fact that it feels like I'm having to beg for his attention or to spend time with him. We also have not had any piano playing since the beginning of February. And your girl here is thirsty.
February.
He has acknowledged that I deserve to be treated better and that he has not been a great boyfriend and has made a bit of an effort to be around more, but so often claims to be overwhelmed or have no energy. My question here is, do I continue to wait for him to work this out and stay with him, or do I ditch? I feel like it would be easier to stay with him if we lived together or had been dating longer, but at this point, I'm just not sure. The relationship was still so new when he dimmed. I really like this guy. He was amazing and so much fun before. He made me feel valued and loved, like I was someone we're spending time with. But now I feel constantly frustrated and upset by his lack of interest and energy. I realize that if he is dealing with depression, this behavior change isn't really his fault, but how do I make him see that he needs help? At this point, we've had as many bad months as we've had good ones. Please help.
Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
So Andrea co-hosts the Honest Women podcast with Jessica. It's really good. It's conversational. They're two therapists that talk about their lives. They're very vulnerable, but they're very professional also. So when you take a look at this one, what do you got?
Sometimes people just need permission to do what they know they want to do. And I can't help but wonder if this Burt Show listener is writing in for that exact reason, because everything was so clear until the midpoint of the letter when she mentioned depression. And I think that's the elephant in the room. I think the question here is like, I know that this guy is not being a good partner to me, but I think it's depression. And does that mean that I'm a bad person if I decide to leave this relationship when he is depressed? And I say, no, you're not a bad person to leave the relationship if he is depressed, because while this behavior change is not his fault, yes, it's beautifully said, it's so much empathy, it is his responsibility to deal with.
I've been in these situations before, and I think there's a tremendous amount of guilt that keeps people in the relationships. Like, you're not exactly sure, to be honest with you, if the breakup that you're about to do is going to send them over a cliff that they have been teetering on. And that's, there's a lot of responsibility and guilt that goes along with something like that.
And a lot of pressure. But I want to reiterate something you just said, Andrea, because I think it's super important for those dealing with mental illness and those who are dealing with somebody with mental illness. Mm-hmm. It is not your fault, but it is your responsibility. Mm-hmm. Like, we are not in control of the cards we are dealt. And so when life throws us something, while it may not be fair, we have to handle it accordingly, whether that be therapy, medication, whatever. I think that's really important to reiterate.
Yeah. And I want everyone to hear that having depression or anxiety or burnout, that's another way you could describe what this gentleman seems to be going through, or any other condition, it does not mean that you're not worthy of love or relationship. If that disqualified us from a relationship, basically all of us would be single, mm-hmm. because most of us have been there at some point. But depression can be attended to, it can be treated. And the treatment for depression is literally called behavioral activation for depression, which means you have to do something. You have to do the thing that makes you feel better. So we know that exercise makes you feel better. We know that going to therapy makes you feel better. Yes, he might need medication. He needs to sleep well, and he has to stay connected to the people in his life. And here he is with this girlfriend who is just absolutely pulling for him, right? She's giving him every opportunity to stay connected, and she's giving him all the encouragement. He's not taking it. And what I want her to hear is that I know it doesn't feel this way right now, but this is going to be the easiest time in his life that he will ever have to be able to take those steps, right? Like, you're not managing a marriage. You don't have little kids at home. It's never going to get easier than it is right now for him to take the steps to feel better. He's just showing you he's either not able or not willing to do those things. And it comes at a real cost to you.
Such great advice. All right, what do you guys got going on Honest Women this week?
So another bad question, right? This one is, am I a bad person if I leave somebody who is depressed? We ask the question, am I a bad mom? And it's Mother's Day, so why not? So many of us feel like
you might as well realize it on Mother's Day weekend that you're just a really bad mom.
No, opposite. You should realize that even if you feel like a bad mom, even if you make a joke that I'm a bad mom, or even if you don't like doing some of the things involved with being a mom, that doesn't make you a bad mom. So that's the spoiler alert. You're not a bad mom, but you should definitely listen to the episode. Actually, we have two episodes this week talking about it.
The Honest Women podcast. You can find it on any podcasting platform. Thank you, Andrea.
You're welcome.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.